Good morning, welcome to the Green Hour.
Hello Gareth, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure, wonderful to have you again. How are you doing? It's been such a busy time for you with green stuff and hotel stuff. How are things going?
I should be retired, I should be home drinking tea and eating scones and playing bridge. It's incredible. We've even been called up to Ghana. We've asked to go and give presentations on sustainable hospitality and responsible tourism because of the explosion in tourism in West Africa. I can't believe it. This is supposed to be a hobby.
And
I've never been so busy in my whole life. It's incredible.
But now let's take us back for those who aren't aware of hotel stuff and green stuff. Just take us a little bit back and give us an idea about the journey and where it all started and why you started this portal of information.
You know what it is? I'm fired by anger. I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, but it's the way we have to go. Otherwise, nothing's going to change. When I lived in California in my wonderful hippie days, 1969, 1973 to 1974, I worked with environmentalists. I mean, us hippies, the good hippies worked, actually. We just lived a hippie lifestyle at home and on the weekends. And I came home. I worked with the EPA when it was very, very new, and we were worried about pollution in L.A., and we didn't know why the trees were dying. And we became aware of deforestation and overpopulation and pollution. Came home and actually did a Montessori diploma, but ended up working at the Southern Sun head office in the purchasing department. And I was just horrified. You know, 82 hotels using these toxic chemicals, bringing in teak from nowhere that was ever challenged or no certification ever asked for. And for 15 very long years, they called it ankle biting. I just wouldn't keep quiet, you know. I just kept going at them, and I was actually just ahead of my time.
Yeah.
Nobody was being malicious or delinquent. They actually just didn't understand what I was trying to say, and South Africa was lagging. And after 15 years, I took early retirement, and I already had an online directory just to share all that I'd learned in through my purchasing manual in the hotel industry.
Yes.
And Al Gore's movie came out, An Inconvenient Truth, remember?
Oh, never forget that.
Exactly. And I thought, you know what? People are actually going to start listening. So
yes.
I started a link to my website. My website was called Hotel Stuff. And then we started a link called Green Stuff, where I just pulled across any products that were as green as we could find. Nothing is 100% green. So it was the greenest we could find, or the most eco-friendly. And it was incredible. The hotel started calling me back one by one. And I would sit in the boardroom and look at all these faces, and usually the food and beverage manager and the maintenance manager would have big wide eyes saying, God, this is really interesting, must start doing something.
Mm.
And the rest would be rolling their eyes. And I remembered our managing director saying to me, hoteliers are people. So I don't know, in a moment of complete madness, I had two girls in Cape Town that were helping me. I said, you know what, we've got to build a hotel at the next Hostix show. We knew nothing about shows. We knew nothing about events and stands. And I took 100 square meters, and I just asked everybody that was subscribing to the Green Stuff website. I said, look, just send me one of everything. Carpeting, flooring, paint, lighting, beds, linen, cleaning chemicals, guest amenities. And outside we'll put a model of all the renewables, you know, solar panel, photovoltaic, geothermal, just so we can point at things and talk. And we did it. We had 120 companies sent us
an item
that was green, quote unquote. And then Decalex heard what we were doing and asked us to build a green home. I mean, I can't believe it. I look at the girls that work with me and I say, I can't believe we did it. And we built a beautiful house. They had an architect design a stand for us. And we finished that whole thing front to back. We even had a hybrid car at the back. We still don't know how to put it there. When we arrived, it was this beautiful red hybrid. And we were so broke, because no one pays us to do this. I don't sell anything from my online directory. It's just a conduit. We went through for the free breakfast and standing around snacking and drinking coffee, and even people are slapping us on the back. And we'd won the best stand of the whole show.
Wow.
Over 700 exhibitors. I mean, we still don't believe it.
That's amazing. What year was that?
That was 2010 was the first one, 2011. And we actually won awards retrospectively. At the time, people actually still didn't realize what we were doing.
Yes.
And we won one of the awards last year, was the HostX one. Decorex we won at the
Decorex,
time.
Decorex, yes, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's
been
just
amazing.
Magic. And my whole, it was actually, I was cross with those people that used to mock me. They used to call me the little green queen and the crystal clutching hippie and pat me on my head. I'm very short. So it was me, in a way, saying, look here, guys, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you how easy it is, that it's actually cost effective, and you can actually do it. And I took my old purchasing manual, and my mission was to find a greener version of every single thing in that manual, which we've done.
That is fantastic. And let's just run through some of those. You've won the ESCOM ETA Awards, a special award last year in the Energy Efficiency Awareness category. The SAE, yeah. Were a finalist in the Patron of the Year. You were Enviropedia runner-up in the Eco Warrior of the Year. Imvelo Fedhasa, Chairman's Award, Sustainable Tourism and Hospitality. The EXA for HostTech Project, Best Large Green Pavilion winner in the Eco Green Hotel category. And the Decorex Best Standard Show Award, Green Lifestyle Home. What a ride. What a ride you've had.
Honestly, I mean, it feels like you're talking about someone else. Honestly, you know? Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, actually, we're doing one next week, in fact, on the 10th. There's a new show called Inspire, decor, and mostly a trade show, but very, very
wonderful.
It's a Gallagher, and we're doing just one hotel room there. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, Lorraine, we've had all this success. I mean, you, as you say, you never would have dreamed and thought that you'd be at this place right now. So where to next for Lorraine Jenks and this exciting brands of hotel and green stuff? I know you very well. You're not someone who's just going to sit back and carry on. You're dreaming big. What's next for this exciting brand?
I think what you'll do is we need to make some money, Gareth. We don't make money, you know.
We run,
I think most greenies don't. We run Eskom's workshops for them, which is fantastic. You know, I met them at one of the shows. They had a big stand in front of me. And I just said to them, you know, nobody likes you. You know? I said, you take our money and you wag your finger at us and then you put our lights up. So they actually adopted us. They came to my house and then I still lived in Cape Town. And we've changed the way they approach people. I mean, working in hospitality and agriculture with them, just to help. They used to have their incentive schemes and rebate systems. There's no budget for that anymore, but they run really interesting talks on what people can do. So that's our revenue. I'd actually like to build another green home like the Decorex one, now that people understand.
That's right.
But, you know, we need a major sponsor for that. We had Plascon sponsored the first one, and Pick and Pay sponsored just the footprint, really. Needs sponsoring, 100 square meter footprint. I'd like to do that. And then the people in Ghana have asked me to. I still feel as I'm talking about someone else. Yeah, I'm a little poppy from Pretoria.
Little poppy from Pretoria, traveling to Ghana.
Shy ballet dancer from Pretoria.
Well done.
They want me to set up a conference there now that focusing on tourism with the Department of Tourism. And an exhibition to try and get, my mission is to get Africa to buy from Africans.
Very good. Keep it in-house.
Yeah, they're all buying from China and Europe, and try and get some of the local manufacturers to open up agencies in West Africa.
Lovely.
So I'd like to do another big green home. I'm also trying to write a book, but I mean, anyone who's ever tried to write a book knows.
Yes. Not as easy as
it seems.
I can't see you locking yourself up anywhere. But, Lorraine, we're going to take a short break. We want to talk about your experience as well with the ETA Awards when we come back.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. Hold on.
Specsavers is proud to support the Green Hour. Let's work together in preserving the planet.
20 minutes away from 9 o'clock, this is Kingfisher FM. I'm Gareth Burley, and that was Carrollton passing you by, living life to the fullest. And I tell you what, our guest on today's Green Hour, Lorraine Jenks, certainly is doing that. The young poppy, as she says, from Pretoria, living life to the fullest. Lorraine, welcome back to the Green Hour.
Okay, that young poppy's 71 now.
Oh, this is not so young anymore. Well, I'm
with
sure
more,
that
more energy than I've ever had. It's amazing. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I'm sure you still see yourself as the young poppy, hey?
I do. Yeah.
Lorraine, talk to us about your experience. Of course, now you've been part of many awards, but the ETA Awards was something special, and to receive a special award was quite fitting. Tell us.
I think, you know, originally in the early days, green, the word green was applied to the brownouts where they ran out of gas in the state and consequently energy, and we had these, well, they call it brownouts throughout Europe and America, not so bad here. So the big focus became on saving energy. Then it moved to reducing the use of energy to cut back on the emissions and the use of fossil fuel. So everything that we do, I worry a little bit that everyone focuses on energy, but we have to do it. So that was first. Then there was the concern about water. People think it's energy, water conservation, and waste management. They think that's green. Everything is green. You know, I have to worry about things like deforestation and carbon footprints and slave labor and factory farming and genetically modified foods and the overuse of synthetics and overfishing and, you know, plastics in the ocean. But it all comes back to the life cycle of a product. Every product, everything you use every day impacts on the environment, and it all starts with the use of energy to manufacture it, to transport it, to, when you're using it to get rid of it. So all these big projects we do, there's the basis of energy. And I think what Eskom were looking for in that award was our reach. So what done is we had reached the, indirectly actually, when you have a green home like we were demonstrating, your visitors are coming through and you're teaching them how to be green. My hidden agenda is all the people that supply this stuff and anyone else who's watching starts thinking, hell, you know, I must watch my energy consumption during the manufacture of my product. And then, of course, through the workshops that we've run, you know, we used to pull in about 20 people. We can easily pull in 120 now, which is phenomenal. You can't get people to come to seminars anymore, but they're waking up. And we started just before COP17 was our first that we did with Eskom. And we've done PE, we've done East London, we did, that's where I met you, I think, or PE.
In PE, I met you, yeah.
PE, we did two in PE. I mean, the second one was booked out, remember, at Radisson Blue?
Lovely.
And we did Cape Town, we've done Polokwane, we've done Nelspruit, we've done two at Tourism in Darba. This year we're doing Garden Route.
Just keep growing, keeps growing.
I remember Midlands, KwaZulu-Natal. Yeah, and that, I think that's, you know, averaging between 80 and 120 people in those talks, we're reaching decision makers. And I think that's what impressed Eskom, because it's a one-to-one.
Yes.
Not an article in a newspaper or somebody nagging them on another desperately depressing television documentary. It's a one-on-one, and we keep it lighthearted. And our focus is to explain why. If people don't understand why, nothing's going to change. And then what to do, how to do it. And then when, by the time we leave, they know where to find what they need and how to change. So I think maybe that was the...
Wonderful.
...the thinking behind it.
Yeah. And Ren, there's obviously a lot of focus on sustainability around the world at the moment. We're very aware of our footprint and the legacy that's been left behind. We're aware of... natural resources are running out. There's a big boom in renewable energy that's come on board. Are we getting anywhere? I mean, are we really making a difference? And what is your perception of South Africans? Are South Africans taking responsibility for this?
They're lazy. I mean, I've just done I was asked to give a talk at the Pan African Convention on Waste Management, and I just said to them, you know, what we have to do is stop copying the Western model.
Yes,
we have to do things as the African way. And for things like waste management, I think you must simply separate wet and dry waste. Send it every day if you can. Get Rotary to donate buckies or something. Send it to the townships. Let the people there sort it, sell it, and make money. It's job creation. It's income for people. It's the whole industry in India. But, you know, just to follow on how you started this topic, I've just done the training with Al Gore. Here in Sandton, I want to tell you there were 900 people from 67 countries at that event. It was phenomenal.
Amazing.
And he spent three grueling days of training. He spoke, I think it must be for 3 or 4 hours nonstop one day with a short lunch break. And out of that came, in my world, you know, my world's in hospitality. It's moved way beyond that now, into the private sector. My concern for the future of tourism is climate change. So I've started focusing on the adaptation and preparedness for climate change in tourism, because South Africa is not aware of what's happening, and Africa is going to be hit the hardest by the impact of climate change, which is not our fault. It is the fault of the North. But we've got to get ready, and tourism's got to get ready.
That
relates back to energy, water. So I have a topic now, a discussion, which I call the impact of climate change on tourism and how to prepare. And then Eskom asked us if we would look at the impact on agriculture. We just never stop learning. It's so interesting. We had a fantastic workshop in Franschhoek. We invited all the winemakers to come, and all the top guys came. We were so impressed, and lots of the accommodation owners. And we just started looking at, silly things like if you've got a generator, keep it above ground level.
That's
things
right.
You don't think of,
The simple efficiency things, yes.
And also to be ready for what Africa's got to be ready for is it's going to immediately impact on food, because climate change is not weather. People say, how can it be snowing if we've got global warming? Climate change is the slow change of global climate. Weather is your day-to-day rain and hail and sunshine. So, with the heating of the planet, all the animals know. Animals are moving up to a meter a year south. Forests are moving. You'll notice that the new growth is in the south. I'm talking about the southern hemisphere. They're moving away from the heat. So there's going to be food shortages. There's definitely going to be serious water shortages. In fact, I think the next big war is going to be a water war. And what people don't stop to think about is that the diseases are moving. You're getting anopheles mosquitoes with malaria moving south. You've got the Newark fever. You've got Nile fever moving because the climate's changing, and those creatures are following the climate that they're adapted to.
It's growing all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.